Hello, this is Manuela Daskal and you are listening to the CJRO Radio Local News. This coming weekend, the King Club of Russell invites the community to the annual Podmaster Fishing Derby event. Registered participants will have a chance to fish for mud pout along the Castor River. Registration is online only and it ends on May 8th at 8 p.m. This event is possible due to the generous contributions from local businesses. Participants will have the opportunity to win great prizes such as a canoe, a kayak, bicycles, fishing rods, tackle boxes, or games. Everyone that catches a mud pout will win a prize. For more information about this event, check out the King Club of Russell webpage or listen to Local First for an interview with Sheila Packford. The Casbah Springs Optimist Club's recreational soccer season begins Monday, May 11 at 6:30 p.m. at Larger Landry Park for a period of 7 weeks. Registration will take place at the first game. Veronique Trudel is still looking for volunteers to complete the coaching group. If you know any teenagers looking to complete their volunteer hours, this is the perfect opportunity to accumulate more hours. Please contact Veronique Trudel, the activity organizer. Among all the wonderful activities for children, the Casbah Springs Optimist Club does a yearly fundraising for CHEO. On Saturday, May 2nd, several of the Club Optimist members volunteered at two different intersections in the village of Casbah Springs to raise money for CHEO's childhood cancer research campaign. The club members are deeply moved by the generosity of the local community as they raised a total of $5,475. This includes online donations, contributions made via tip-tap machines and cash collected on the day of the event. They will present the check to CHEO in the near future. A huge thank you to everyone for their support. On May 2nd, the Casbah Springs Community Association distributed 700 trees to the Casbah Springs community members. The association is grateful to the volunteers who helped with handing out the trees and to the City of Ottawa for funding the project this year. Special thanks to Councillor Isabel Skalski for making time to join the community at this event. South Nation Conservation, the Ottawa Wildflower Seed Library and Cafes Ottawa were also present on Saturday and shared their environmental programs and reforestation strategies. The Casbah Springs Optimist Club is inviting children from the Casbah Springs, Edwards, and Ramseyville areas to draw the bike of their dreams and email it to cluboptimistcasbah@gmail.com for a chance to win one of three bikes. There will be three draws, one for ages 3 to 6, another for ages 7 to 10, and a final one for ages 11 to 15. The draw will take place on May 20th and the bikes will be presented on June 1st at Larger Landry Park after the soccer game. The Rural Ottawa Youth Mental Health Collective is launching the Rural Youth Mental Health Check-in Survey. The Rural Ottawa Youth Mental Health Collective is a group of 13 agencies on a mission to help rural Ottawa youth feel more supported with their mental health. In 2021 and 2023, they did a survey to gain an understanding of how rural youth were supported in their mental health. 3 years later, they want to check in and see if things have changed. This survey is meant for youth aged 12 to 24 and parents, caregivers, and is 100% anonymous. You can find a link to the survey on the Rural Ottawa Youth website. Your participation in this survey is completely voluntarily. It will only take about 5 to 10 minutes to complete it. If you are interested in learning more about or being part of the project, please connect with the Ottawa Rural Youth via email at info@ruralottawayouth.ca. Nominations are now open for the 2026 municipal elections. Eligible residents may file a nomination to run for mayor, councillor, or school board trustee. Here are a few dates of importance for this process. Nomination deadline is August 21st, 2026 at 2 p.m. and election day will be on October 26, 2026. A candidate's campaign period begins once their nomination forms have been filed, meaning they may begin accepting contribution and spending money on their campaign. September 11, 2026 will be the first day that election signs can be placed on private and public property in accordance with each municipality bylaws. Before filing your nomination, make sure you review the full requirements, forms, and key dates on your municipality webpage. On May 21st, from 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Orleans-Cumberland Community Resource Center, in partnership with the VARS Community Association, is inviting children from VARS who are in grades 1 to 6 to attend a fun, interactive bilingual workshop where they will learn how to handle tough situations, stand up for themselves, and support others. Pizza, snacks, and drinks will be provided. Everyone interested is invited to sign up online. You can find the registration link on the VARS Community Association website and Facebook page, or on the Orleans-Cumberland Resource Center website. On May 23rd, the Casbah Springs Optimist Club is inviting the community to participate in the annual recycling drive. Bring metal, copper, electronics, fridges, pop cans, beer and liquor bottles. The money raised from the recycling materials is always invested in the community to fund activities for children. For a full list of the recycling items, check the poster on the Casbah Springs Optimist Club Facebook page. The Castleman City Hall has moved to a new location at 1 Industrial. On May 14th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., residents are invited to an open house. The Township of Russell, in collaboration with the Prescott-Russell Development Corporation and the Prescott-Russell Chamber of Commerce, invites the business community to take part in a business networking event on Tuesday, June 9, 2026, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will take place in the Township of Russell at 717 Notre Dame Street in Embrun, Gaston Patnaud Hall. This event aims to bring together businesses, entrepreneurs, and economic partners from across the region to help create connections, new business opportunities, and strengthen ties with the local business community. Participants will have the chance to attend short presentations from key organizations, followed by a networking session focused on discussion, contact sharing, and exploring potential projects and partnerships. Part of the evening will also be dedicated to optional open mic pitch presentations for businesses or entrepreneurs who wish to showcase their services or ideas. Those interested are encouraged to register in advance by completing the online registration form. If you have any questions regarding this event, please contact ecodev@russell.ca. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye!